from Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Toldot, Children's Children. If we look at the story of Esav and Yaakov stealing the birthright, the question is, what was Yitzchak thinking? Was he going to give all the blessings to Esav and then Yaakov, our forefather, would be left with nothing? So Rabbi Shlomo David Lutzato, among others, the Shadal, a rabbi who lived in Italy in the 19th century, he once had a theory, which he later rejected, that it was only Yitzchak's intention to bless Esav, not his children. But then Shadal changed his mind. He said no. Whenever you give a blessing to your children, it never refers only to you. It's always about your grandchildren. It's always about the future and the grandchildren's grandchildren and the children's children. And he proves it from a number of cases. He says, number one, let's take a look. Vayivarechu et Rivka. When the brothers and mother of Rivka gave her a blessing, they said, Achoteno, our sister, Atayil Alferava, you should be to thousands of thousands. She's not thinking that she's going to have thousands of children, but rather we're talking about the children, the grandchildren. You should be the beginning of a family tree of thousands of thousands. Or, Evarachet Yosef, when Yaakov gave the blessing to Yosef, it said, V'idgulavro v'keravarat, you should be as many as fish in the midst of the land. Also, even when he gave the blessing to the children, Yaakov, the 12 children, Heasfu v'agil lachem, gather and I will tell you, et asher yikra'etchem, b'acharit hayamim. I'll tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. My blessing for my children is not focused on the children, but on the children's children. They call in Yiddish, the kinskinder, the children's children. That's the focus. That's the whole idea. When Avraham was praying for Yishmael, Lu Yishmael Yichel Fanecha, let Yishmael live. He wasn't thinking about Yishmael. He was thinking of the grandchildren. How do we know? Because God says, oh, Lu Yishmael Shmaticha, I heard what you asked for. I'll make him a great nation. Not him a great nation, but he and his progeny forever a great nation. As the son of the Rambam of Avraham says, the great nation of Islam will come from Yishmael. It's about the future, thousands of years later. Now, that's what the Shadal points out. So blessings are never just for one generation. It's for all generations coming forward. After all, we have the famous hope and dream and prayer in the Shir HaMalos and in the Psalms where it says, Urei vanim levanecha, shalom Yisrael. And you'll see children to your children, peace on Israel. And the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun, on page 50 in Talmud, that what? Kishibanim levanecha, shalom Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, when there are children to your children, that's when there's peace, when there's multi-generation. Achutam shulash lo bimar yinatek. A verse in Ecclesiastes that when there's a triple chain, it's not easy to break it. It's strong when it's a triple chain. And the rabbis say that when there's a Talmud Chacham, a scholar, and his son is a scholar, and the grandson's a scholar, it's hard to break that chain. The chain is hard to break. We have a blessing, we say, a verse that we say every day in Uval Tzion, which is so beautiful and such a great hope that it's too good to say on Tisha B'Av. The Rabbi Salvechik said, we have to take it out on Tisha B'Av. Just thinking about it is too good to be true. It says, Lo yamushu mi picha mi pizaracha mi zerazaracha mi atavir olam. That God says, may the Torah, which is in your mouth and your children's mouth, may it not cease from your mouth and your children's mouth from now and forevermore. That is such a beautiful blessing, that the Torah should continue for generations. That blessing, that just too happy for Tisha B'Av. And that's why we have the unusual mitzvah in the Torah of Yibum. Somebody died and they were married and they had no children. Something must be done. We must create a new family for them through the Yibum, the Levirate marriage. The brother-in-law marries the sister-in-law with that. There is a continuity to that family. We must try to continue. Based on this, perhaps we can stretch a little bit and say that when it says, Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim Chim Nashe, based sort of on the Rabbi Soloveitchik's idea that when Jacob said to his children in front of his son, he said to the grandchildren that B'chai Yivarech Yisrael Emor, from now on a Jew will bless his children. And what will he say? Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim Chim Nasheh. In other words, firstly, I'm not thinking about these grandchildren. I'm thinking about my grandchildren's grandchildren. They'll be blessing their children to be like what? Like Ephraim and Manasseh. And number two, and this is a bit of a stretch, Yisimcha Elokim Ephraim and Manasseh. Children, parents in the future will say, says Jacob, that they'll say, let their children be like Ephraim and Manasseh, who, as Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, were the first grandchildren in Tanakh, in the Chumash, to speak to get a blessing from their grandfather. Once a Rebbe once said that if a child sees his grandfather, sits on the lap of his grandfather, there's something very powerful about that, that lasts, that takes the child into the future generations. Finally, we might mention that when it comes to a bris milah, say, oh, mazel tov, you had a child, it's wonderful. Mazel tov, let's have some herring and some bagels and lox. Great. What is a bris? It's probably perhaps indelicate to think about it, but you know, why is that particular place chosen for the bris milah? Because the bris is not about the covenant, the Jewish people, the Torah is not about you. It's not about your child. It's about the place that makes other children, that goes forward to the next generation. Even at a bris, a person is thinking not about his children. He's thinking about the grandchildren, thinking about the next generation. This is our hope. This is our dream. Not everyone is privileged to have children and grandchildren. Hope, we pray, everyone who doesn't have children, doesn't have grandchildren, should be blessed to have children, grandchildren. If not, there's always a way to try to project into the future. Do things that are part of a legacy going into the future. Be part of the Jewish people, which connects you to something that will never be destroyed. I might be destroyed. God forbid, all kinds of people could be destroyed, but the Jewish people, as a whole, no matter how many they kill of us, as a whole, will never, 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 God promises us. God will never completely destroy us. That's a promise. That's a gift. We know that. By connecting to the Jewish people, we're connected not just to the children, not just the grandchildren, but deep into the future, as Yaakov says, we're part of the Jewish people. We're part, as Rabbi Soloveitchik says, part of the destiny of the Jewish people, which is not about today, not even about tomorrow. It's not about the children or even about the grandchildren. It's about going into the end of days. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elemeth congregation for a discussion of the Parsha and various holidays. Join us each week for a discussion, how-to videos. Now we have a series that Mary Heitkan Dumont University, a series on business ethics. Join us, check it out, enjoy it, and thank you for joining us. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.